I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We are delighted that our friend Ryan Baker can take a few minutes out of his hard job on CBS News this morning to join us on the Al Pamani Ford Hotline, Al Pamani Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Good morning, man. Dave, Mully, how are you?
We're doing okay. We're just trying to understand what's happening in the world here, and obviously we don't have great perspective on it. You have a great perspective on it and great thoughts about it. Can you share with our listeners how you were feeling this morning and how you're feeling now?
It's a mixture of emotions. Obviously, there's some anger, which has been, you know, quelling and brewing since a week ago when we first learned of the murder of George Floyd, and you saw that gut-wrenching, horrific, vile video of the officer with his knee on Floyd's neck for almost 9 minutes. And it just, again, it's like an open wound with a scab that gets ripped off. And you've seen far too many times black men, people of color, black lives being killed, murdered at the hands of police, and black lives being dehumanized and devalued. So that's one part, because, look, I have a mirror in my house everywhere I go. I'm a black man. I mean, regardless of being a news anchor, former sports guy, in television news, whatever, at the end of the day, in the beginning of the day, I'm a black man, so it's going to hit me different. So there's a range of emotions that come there. But then you want to maintain your objectivity, tell the story. I mean, I had a job to do starting at 4:30 this morning to not only, I mean, all week we've talked about the George Floyd murder, but the aftermath of the protests turned violent in the city and surrounding areas being ripped apart. So it's difficult, and we have to own that because we're still human.
Ryan, your Instagram post was powerful this morning, trying to summarize your emotions as you went to work and went on the air over the weekend. How did you harness that emotion and get ready for, you know, to going to work? Because you do have a responsibility to be objective, and yet you also have a platform that you feel like that is important as well. And how difficult was that challenge?
I mean, David, I was certainly conflicted because as you mentioned, I mean, I believe I'm representing myself, but there's always going to be CBS2 or CBS Chicago attached to that. And, you know, in this social media world, we're flooded with opinion and editorial and conjecture. So I wanted to kind of collect my thoughts and make sure I was in the right space. I thank God for my family every day and keeping them close, so that certainly helped. And I just kind of reached the point this morning I had to say that it was weighing heavily, or I felt like I couldn't really do my job effectively if I didn't really say, hey, this is where my headspace is. This is how I'm feeling. Let's be honest and open, because, yeah, my job is to be fair and objective, but it's also to report reality. And this is reality. This is real. This is happening in real time. for all of us. And it didn't just happen overnight. We don't have time to go into a history lesson here, but I think it goes without saying that there's precedent for what we witnessed with George Floyd and the aftermath. And guess what? It's going to be ugly when you rip open that wound and that sore and all the poison comes seeping out. And it's not going to be something that, you know, a nice, pretty situation where you just protest and hold hands and that's it. There's a lot of pain, a lot of hurt. As Martin Luther King Jr. said, riot is the voice of the unheard. And certainly that's been the case these past few days. But there's also been a lot of opportunistic cowards and criminals who've taken advantage of this moment for their own personal purposes, and that's inexcusable.
Yeah, I agree with everything you've said. I think that, Ryan, what confuses me is what if you actually just look at, you know, we're roughly the same age. If you look, we've talked about the same basketball players that we watched when they were younger.
Oh, sure, sure.
I got to tell you, I don't understand why this hasn't changed at all in our lifetime. The difference seems to be that there are now people with the cameras on their phones that can take pictures or take video.
Will Smith said it best. Racism isn't new. It's just now being recorded. Okay, so that is what's happening in this social media world. I mean, and one of the things that really just threw me and was so jarring to me is that video is ingrained in my mind of George Floyd pleading and grasping for air and pleading for his life, is the officer knew he was being recorded. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything is recorded now. And just that moment as the cameras are around and Chauvin and the officers around know they're being recorded, but that brazenly above the law. So that speaks volumes. So if you're black, if you're African-American, it's going to hit you different. I mean, we're just weeks away from Ahmaud Arbery, that being exposed. So, I mean, and there were so many other instances. I mean, people haven't fully recovered from Trayvon Martin, and the list goes on. So to answer your question, Mully, as to why, we don't have enough time to, and we can do an entire show on that. But it's about listening. It's about recognizing, empathizing. It's so many levels and layers to this. But I will say I appreciate you all for having me on just to get it out there, because obviously, you know, sports has taken a backseat with coronavirus and COVID. And now this has created a whole nother level of angst for the country to deal with. So it starts with communication, and listening is a big part of that.
Quickly, before we let you go, we know we have to get back on the air, but Ryan, you're an optimistic guy. Do you think that it has to get worse before it gets better, or are we on the road back?
Well, I don't know how much worse it can get, number one. I don't know how much worse it can get other than the origins of this country. And again, not to turn it upside down, but the facts are the facts. I mean, this is a country that was, you know, rooted and grounded in violence, in slavery, in inhumane behavior and laws. So, you know, the tentacles of that run very deep. So, but I'm hopeful. I'm very hopeful. Absolutely. Listen, it's about equality. I have an interracial marriage. My kids are blended. So that should be the America where I want to have the freedom and the liberty to pursue happiness in any way that you see fit, and not be marginalized or dehumanized. And look, I've had a wonderful life and career as a journalist. Going to University of Illinois changed my life. But I've worked very hard, taking advantage of opportunities. But I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the people who lost their lives. You know, as my parents grew up in the civil rights movement. Mully, you mentioned I'm born in 1969, so ushered in that transition into the 70s. And here we are in 2020, feeling in many ways we haven't made any progress. So it's heart-wrenching, it's depressing, but yes, I do have hope that things will get better, and I believe they will. And unfortunately, it takes a flashpoint, a negative and ugly flashpoint like this to reignite the conversation to get us eventually where we need to go, and I believe it'll happen.
Ryan, thanks so much for jumping on. We really appreciate it. We know you're very busy, and God bless you and yours.
Thanks, Brian.
Same to you. I appreciate you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
That is Ryan Baker.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.